The last word from the spotter vehicle is that Gnome's Aaron Burmeister is on Front Street, headed towards the chute and the burled arch. When he gets closer, we will, in fact, go live to Lorelei Kinnean, who's on Front Street, ready to take in the moments as Aaron Burmeister of Gnome makes his way down Front Street in Gnome as well. It's wonderful to have kind of a homecoming.
I thought you was.
Stand back, Howard.
Aaron Burmeister's lead dog. Oh. Just now crossed the finish line. Bib number 24, Aaron Burmeister, completes the 2013 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race in 11th position. His wife Mandy is here to meet him along with their children, Hunter and Kiana.
Okay. Aaron is bringing the lawn in.
He immediately goes up to his dogs and gives them a good rub, pat on the back.
What did turn off?
No.
A few of his handlers are okay. Here to greet him. And some friends are here to greet him along with his father, Richard Burmeister. Aaron goes up to his lead dogs with his son, Hunter.
He brought Daddy home.
Okay, Aaron and Hunter are here.
All right.
Okay. How they doing? That's the picture you should have got.
He gets a nice hug and a kiss from his wife, Mandy. And he peeks at his daughter, Kiana, on this very early morning. Again, Aaron, 11th place in the 2013 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. He set the tone early on in the race. Really had an amazing team. Leaving Anchorage, leaving Willow, and heading up the trail.
I like the way you said that.
I guess that's the best way to put it. I really appreciate that. Awesome.
I don't know if you heard Alex.
And what they've accomplished, but we had challenges along the way that it was tough to overcome, and
but you made
try to stay competitive at the same time.
Yeah, you did. You did a great job. But yep. Where did they start getting sick at?
Leaving Grayling.
Oh, really?
Pretty much hit a railing, and then by Caltech I backed everything off and thought they were looking a little bit better, and then they went backwards again there for a little bit coming up the coast, and just starting to get it cleared up right now that we're at the finish line.
Well, they'll be ready for next year.
Yep, they sure will.
So
again, Aaron in 11th position into Gnome. He's Gnome grown. He grew up in Gnome and first ran the Iditarod back in 1994 when he was still in high school. One of the youngest competitors in the race. Not the youngest, but one of them.
D-bib.
We're going to check his bag to make this finish official.
Everything's happening at once.
As it happens with every person who crosses the finish line.
Okay, we're checking the sled bag for all the necessary equipment that he has to have.
All right,
cooker.
Cooker.
Beer.
That book.
Do I get it back?
Yeah, I
got all my notes in it.
Good note, though. Okay, booty.
On their dog's feet, and there's more blue bag right up here.
Okay, blue. Good. Snowshoes.
Right there is a pair of powder wing snowshoes.
Oh, yeah. Axe.
Right here's an axe.
Uh-huh. Axe. Snowshoes.
And sleeping bags right here.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay. The additional
thing.
Parka. And he's going to be ready to go.
Need your signature on this, and I'll officially get you off the trail.
All right. Zip this up one on this side.
Dad, what
I'm packing up my sled, son. Trying to get things taken care of.
You're gonna ride on it, Hunter?
Not gonna go back out, eh?
You're riding on it, okay?
You're gonna ride with me?
He says he is. You riding with him on the sled?
You're gonna go with me?
Okay.
Good. Are you gonna drive him, or you want me to ride in the sled, or are you gonna drive?
I could go in the sled too.
You're gonna ride in the sled? You don't want to mush him for me? I'm sleepy. I'm going to go to sleep in the sled. You can mush him. Okay.
Aaron, welcome to Nome. Hometown boy, 11th position, 9 days, 14 hours, 19 minutes, and 2 seconds. Very good.
Hey, Aaron!
Hey, Dave. Oh, I got to get your packet out. Here. One more promotional packet I carried.
Oh, yeah? Oh, your little one?
No.
Right.
Thank you.
You betcha, sir.
Congratulations.
Hunter, where are you going, bud? Okay.
Hey, Aaron, welcome to Nome.
No, it's wonderful to be here. It's awesome.
How was the run from White Mountain?
Beautiful. It was a gorgeous night, clear skies, one of the prettiest trips, not just to Nome from White Mountain, but all the way up the coast. It was gorgeous, clear, very little wind other than leaving Unicleet, and challenging, tough trail conditions, but the weather, you couldn't ask for nicer weather coming in.
You set the tone early on in the race. Everybody was watching the Burmeister team, very strong dogs, very fast dogs. And, you know, these dogs came in second in the K300, and you ran into some issues. Now those issues kind of came to pass, and it sounds like you were really able to come together and enjoy the final moments of the 2013 Iditarod.
Yeah, and we had a beautiful run coming in, but to me, my goal, of course, was to win the Iditarod this year, whether it was 2nd or 11th or 20th or 30th, after not being able to set ourselves up and get to that point. It was just going to be a fun run coming into town. I wasn't really going to push them. The team ran an incredible race for me, did everything I asked. We had to back off a little bit due to the health issues and bringing them back together. But I couldn't be happier. I was very pleased with the dog team. It's an awesome team, and congratulations to Mitch and Allie and everybody up front. They all had beautiful teams, too, and we had a really fun race out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, your son Hunter is sitting on your sled bag. Mandy's here with your daughter, and your father's also here. We have 3 generations of Burmeisters. Talk about the tradition of dog mushing in your family.
Well, Dad was and Mom, they were pioneers with the race back in the early 70s and helped get it started, and it's kind of been, I grew up scooping the dog yard and feeding dogs and raising puppies, and it's kind of been a lifestyle forever and something that we're continuing, and the little man here has been out mushing with me this winter and likes being a part of it too.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about your dad?
Not that much. Just mushed over the river.
You missed him. Yeah, well, welcome to Nome, Aaron. It's great to have you back.
Thanks. It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
Aaron Burmeister into Nome in 11th position. His son Hunter is sitting on his sled bag. They're going to park the team. Again, Nome grown Aaron Burmeister in 11th position into Nome, marking the end of his 2013 Iditarod Trail sled dog race run. Reporting from under the Burled Arch in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.